Good morning. Just finished the walkthrough with short yardage, goal line, and third down situational football. And the guys were pretty tuned in. And actually, for myself, I'm looking forward to preparing for my first experience with the Minnesota Vikings, Lambeau, Green Bay rivalry. So the guys are excited, ready to go, and preparing well for Sunday's ball game.
When you look at what Aaron Rodgers has done, particularly like the last three games against this team, when you go back and look at the film, what is it that is there anything that's worked?
You know what? It's worked. It just hadn't worked consistently enough in terms of the defensive execution. We've done a good job of game planning and probably taking away what they like to do best, which is getting the deep shots down the field. We just have to do it more consistently in terms of when he does scramble, when he does get out of the pocket, make sure we play deep to short and take away the deep balls. And if he scrambles for a first down, if he throws the check down, let him have that and line up and play again rather than it being a touchdown, a big play, and that hurting you.
What are the risks when you blitz a guy, blitz him in particular? What are the risks involved? And
it's when you blitz or bring pressure, it's always or usually a high risk, high reward type of things, and he can hurt you just because he has so many weapons back there. The tight end, the wide receiving group, even the running backs are excellent in the screen game in terms of getting out and getting extra yardage. They get the linemen out and they make big plays. It's an explosive big play offense that you have to. They make you defend everyone, not just one phase, one aspect of the football game.
On them, so to speak, kind of becoming the cover two. You saw the Giants do it last week, and a lot of teams have done it. Is that kind of the way most teams are defending them?
I think most teams are trying to defend it that way, but if you do that, you have to make sure that that you can still rush the passer with four, because if you can't and he's back there long enough, no matter what you do, he's going to find an opening. He has an uncanny way of finding opening guys, and I don't know if they practice it a ton, but and they must, the scramble drill. Because guys get open, guys catch the ball, and it seems like someone's always in the right spot.
Just in general, not necessarily against Aaron Rodgers or the Packers, but where do you stand on blitzing quarterbacks? Is it, do you feel like you're an aggressive coach that way, or would prefer to just rush for?
Aggressive when necessary. We look at the tape and we see if protection-wise that they can get home. I don't want to blitz just to blitz to say that, hey, we look sexy on tape and we're bringing guys and we're shaking it up and doing it different. We want to blitz for a reason. So some blitzes are designed to knock it out in the run game, to back them up, to get the offenses out of phase, and some blitzes are to attack a protection. So we'll look at tape and see if we can get home, see if we can change up the routine, and see if it's effective for us.
As great a quarterback as he is, it seems like in the last three or four meetings with the Vikings, he's even better. Was that is that a familiarity or just what?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'd say better. You know what? Ultimately, what happens is whatever the quarterback rating is, we want to make sure we win the football game. Now, whether he's better or worse, or I'm not sure about that. You'd have to look at stats and kind of see that. But our job is to make sure that he doesn't score. And the number one goal is to make sure that we come out of the ball game as a team, winning the football game. So if we do that, whether he's better or worse, we're looking for a win.
How big of a test is their overall receiver group just for your secondary depth, with especially getting Jennings back?
The biggest test that we'll face all year, from a group standpoint. You have to defend everybody that they have on the field. You can't just take away one guy. If you take away one guy, another guy will hurt you. So we'll have to be honest. We'll have to play sound, fundamental football, and everyone will have to stand up and do their job this week, because they all can hurt you.
When you look back at Chicago, what could you have done more to get more pressure?
You know what? I don't even know it's more pressure. We just have to be better on third down. That's where we faltered. When you let a team consistently have another set of third downs and other chances to go down the field. That's where you have to be better on third down. We have to get off the field on third down. So that's gonna and that's always our focus. But we have to special attention to the third down, and we got to get off the football field.
Do you need anything more out of Jared, or what more do you need to, than what he maybe gave you last week?
Jared just has to do his job, just like everyone else on the team. It's not one person. When we're not getting off the field on third down, it's coverage and rush. It's rush and coverage. No different from 2 weeks before that when we were playing Detroit and we got off the field. It wasn't one guy. It wasn't one scheme. It wasn't one coverage. It was the whole package. We covered well. We rushed well. And it's both.
Jared has kind of been at his best against the Packers. Do you think he kind of relishes anything about playing Aaron Rodgers or that rivalry?
You want to play the best. If you want to be considered the best, you want to be able to play well against the best. And Aaron Rodgers is considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league at this time. So I think anyone that plays at a high level wants to see if they're playing against the best there is. And Aaron Rodgers is playing at an extremely high level. So I imagine that, not speaking for Jared, but I imagine that he does want to play well. And for a variety of reasons. It's just, you know what, it's the next ball game. We need to get a win. And it keeps our this phase, which is this is the third quarter of our four-quarter phase. This is the last ball game of that quarter. And so we need to play well.
When you have a great quarterback like that, or Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady, are receivers interchangeable? I mean, with just throw
it. Yeah, I hate to say that. You have to give the receivers some credit that they, you know what? I think those receivers would make any quarterback look well or look good. They catch the ball. They run good routes. They're good after the catch. So, I think it's a little bit of both.
What have you seen from Kyle on film? They've kind of done some similar things to what you guys do with Percy there. Do you see some similarities there, and just what kind of challenges does he present?
They move him around in a variety of spots. He lines up in the backfield. They run toss cracks with him. They move him outside. He runs screens. He's great after the catch. It's going to be a challenge for us just to identify where he is and know how they use him and get him down on the ground. He does a good job.
Do you view him sort of like a Percy Harvin, though? And is there any advantage for you guys having faced Percy in practice consistently?
I don't think so. Trap question there. Because, you know, he's good at what he does. He's exceptional at what he does. As Percy is. They present a challenge because they run like running backs when they're in the backfield, and they run routes like receivers when they're out wide. So anytime a guy can do that, you have to decide whether you're going to put a corner on him, put a linebacker on him, put a safety on him, and you'd like a linebacker on him in the run game, and you'd like a corner on him in the pass game. You can't do both, so you have to pick your poison.
With Jared, he's been dealing with a few injuries this year, and I think a couple weeks ago he said he was like 75%. Do you think that's been a factor at all in his sack production?
I don't know if that. I think everyone in the NFL at this time of year, when you're going at the end of November going into December, I'm not sure that anyone in the league is healthy. So every player is working through some bumps and bruises. Every player is a little leg weary. It's just a matter of who can sustain it and who can function well mentally and physically while they're a little bit beat up. And I think Jarrett does a good job of doing that. He's a professional. He shows up every Sunday ready to go, and they just have to work through those aches and pains during the week. But every player is going through the same thing that Jarrett's going through right now.
What was your view of that block that he threw?
I don't know. I haven't read the official report. He's trying to get a block to spring our guy through to get a touchdown. I'm not sure. It's a little bit you can't see it great on the film, but it is what it is. The NFL gets to make the final choice on that, and we respect their decision. Thank you.
Thanks.